Our Bible passages for today challenge us about our family relationships and our extended family, such as our church fellowship and our community. Paul describes our character and our behaviour, and Jane was saying before she read the reading that she wishes that everybody read this passage, that in fact if the world lived like this, it would be a far better place. And Jesus, speaking as he dies on the cross, calls us into a new family relationship in his own sacrificial cross-shaped love. Mother, here is your son. Son, here is your mother. We celebrate the motherhood of God and the love of Jesus and the love of Jesus' mother, Mary. New relationships and a new family. I once read a version of 1 Corinthians 13 in which the writer had substituted mother for love so that it read, mothers are patient and kind. Mothers are not jealous or boastful. They are not arrogant or rude. Mothers do not insist on their own way. They are not irritable or resentful. They do not rejoice at wrong, but rejoice in the right. Mothers bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. The love of mothers never ends. Well, while these thoughts may be a perfection not achieved in our everyday family experience, there are many echoes of the characteristics of our mother's love for us and for their families. Certainly my own memories of my mother are found in these words, and I am most thankful for the love that I experienced as I was growing up. But we heard earlier that today is Laetare Sunday. Laetare, rejoice, celebrate. Well, how will we celebrate Mother's Day this year? Whether you're making her favourite breakfast or sharing gifts with heartfelt notes, the day is about appreciating the amazing women who give us and have given us so much. Every mother deserves a moment to relax and to feel special, however old they are. Mothering Sunday gives us another opportunity to go back and reconnect with friends and family, even as we might worship in our mother churches. In addition, many non-Christians take the opportunity to eat out, to meet up with friends, having fun, sharing stories and memories. It's a celebration of families. We cherish every opportunity that we have to celebrate our mothers, tell them how much we love them. Mothering Sunday affords another day to do just this. The day is filled with warmth and love. Meeting up with friends and families and going to eat out can be such a great time. But more than that, eating homemade delicacies made for the special day can go a long way to satisfy our taste buds. Maybe baking and sharing the traditional simnel cake, a fruit cake with layers of marzipan, if you like me, and I love marzipan. One in the middle of the cake and one on the top, set with 11 balls made of the same marzipan paste. The 11 balls of marzipan represent the 12 apostles minus one. Judas, who betrayed Jesus, he was the one who left the family. But then we have lots of memories at this time of year. For many of us here today, our mothers are no longer with us, but our memories remain, hopefully good ones. My memories of my mother are almost totally good. She was a saint, as of course are all Christians. Well, of course, she had to be a saint because she put up with me. My mother had two boys, Anthony, 6.5 years older than me, and then me. When Sheila was expecting Richard 2 years after Elizabeth was born, she asked my mother whether she'd wanted a girl. My mother said that she was happy to have another boy. But then she added, Anthony was a lovely, quiet, well-behaved boy. But then we had John. And John was different. As I said, she was a saint. She forgave me when I blew a hole in a neighbour's window with my homemade rocket, which exploded. All down to my failing to do it properly. She was ready to help me in all aspects of my growing up, and her Christian faith and forgiving, non-judgmental love was an example that I have tried to follow ever since. When she was in the last 6 months of her life, gradually succumbing to the effects of liver cancer, I travelled down each week from Rushden to Cardiff to spend a day with her and my father. She was always interested in our family and what was happening through my ministry in the church in Rushden. She never complained, and I felt it a real privilege to spend time with her and to share with her all that she meant to me. She was a saint. Family time was so special. We never ought to miss the opportunity to tell our family members what they mean to us and about the love that we share together. And remembering Jesus' words from the cross, "Here is your mother. Woman, here is your son. To John, here is your mother." And from that time on, the disciple took her into his own home. We remember those words as we think about our own church family, because this is what Mother's Day should be.